as we were marching, I think a number of us decided that that was, you had to draw a line somewhere. We'd already given up so much. And a number of people almost instinctually, all at once, kind of turned around and planted their feet and faced the police and just put their arms up in kind of a display of saying, like, you know, we're nonviolent, we're making that clear. And at that moment, the police then stopped in front of us and made a huge line in front of these people who were lined up all with our hands up. You can see it on the cover page of one of these photos. So we were quickly surrounded on both sides by fully armed riot police. They came in from both sides, they crushed us with their shields, knocking people back onto the ground. They pushed us up onto the sidewalk and up against the chain link fence. In some of the photos you'll see that the fence actually collapsed due to the pressure of people getting pushed up against it. People falling all over each other, screaming, crying, everyone's still got their hands up saying, like, we are peaceful, we are nonviolent. Like, please just give us a way out. And they started gassing into this group of people with tear gas and pepper spray. I had been one of the more vocal people in asking the police, like, on what legal basis they were telling us to leave and all this stuff. So I was one of the first people grabbed. And I had been knocked to the ground by a police shield, but they grabbed my legs and then dragged me down the road on my back. I kind of got my back got all cut up as a result. But this is already after I'd been gassed on the ground with everyone else. And then they flipped me over onto my stomach and handcuffed me. I already couldn't see, but they, you know, I guess one had their knee or their foot in my back. They pulled my head back and then gassed me point blank in the face several times with pepper spray or mace or something like that. And I mean, it's hard to overstate how painful this stuff is. I mean, this is chemical weaponry. And, you know, your body immediately starts to respond in all kinds of strange ways. Besides the pain, just being on your skin, it's painful, but in your eyes and in your ears, it's incredible. It's like, you know, it's like being doused in acid. And your body also starts to, you know, your nose expunges these long strands of mucus because it just, there's so much toxic in your body, and you start to sweat profusely because your body is just freaking out trying to get all this stuff out and off of you. And then we were all put in the back of police vans and held there for 2 hours without moving, without any medical attention. Police vans have almost no ventilation inside of them. And we still had all this chemical, this toxic material on us. And people were screaming and crying and in pain. When we finally started to move, it was a relief because we thought, well, at least we're gonna, you know, the end is in sight. But the vehicle immediately assumed a very high speed. Most of us had never been in a police van before, so, you know, we didn't know what was normal and what wasn't. But then they slammed the brakes really hard, and that sent everyone sliding to the front of the vans because they're, you know, these steel, you know, enclosures. And we're handcuffed. You can't protect our faces, and the slightest movement hurts anyway. So people were falling onto the ground, hitting each other, more, you know, people screaming and crying, all that stuff. And you know, at first we just naturally assumed that, hey, maybe we narrowly averted an accident or something like that. But then, of course, it started to happen over and over, the speeding up, hitting the brakes, everyone flying to the front. And we found this was just yet another way to kind of send the message to us, like, you know, we're the police, like, do not fuck with us. Like, that was what this was about. And nobody can see what's happening to you. Nobody's going to know what's happening to you. Finally, we reached our destination, which was an undisclosed location, which turned out to be a mass detention facility which was made specifically for this event. It was a multi-story parking structure, you know, the kind you'd have for any mall, where every single parking space on every floor was converted to a chain link cage, floor to ceiling. So that when you look down a row of it, it looked like a row of dog kennels, except they were meant to house people. Potentially tens of thousands of people. And we were greeted by a decontamination unit, a hazmat team, you know, guys in white suits with the gas masks. And they had to wear this in order to protect themselves from the contaminants that were on our bodies. And they took us into these showers that were basically fire hoses pointing straight down. They put us under the fire hoses. My clothes were cut off of my body. And destroyed. I never saw any of them again, including my shoes. And we're sitting there naked. They put us in these plastic tents where, again, they had more hoses and these guys in suits spraying us down. This happened to everybody. And then they gave us our little white paper suits And then they put us barefoot into these cages where they held us for several hours. And then we were transferred to an actual jail where we were kept there for a couple days. I was charged with unlawful assembly, which seems like it should be an oxymoron, you know, in this country, and peacefully resisting arrest, which I'm not even sure how you do, but apparently we did. It was clear that they were just stretching. They were trying to, I mean, the law was kind of irrelevant to the whole process. And, you know, as one of the officers was quoted as saying, you know, you can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride. Meaning, you beat this in court 3 months from now, we don't care. We did everything we wanted to do to you. We got to deny your rights. We sent a message. We kicked your ass.